About 180,000 people are expected to pour into Jacksonville's Gator Bowl this month for what's been called the event of the summer. The Jackson's Victory Tour will be stopping for a three-day engagement in Jacksonville as part of a 12-city tour. Jacksonville City Councilman Warren Jones says there's Jackson mania in Jacksonville these days.
Yeah, some people have said that Jacksonville was named after the Jacksons now instead of Andrew Jackson, but there's been a lot of play on that, and the Jackson mania in Jacksonville has been a sort of a slogan that's been thrown about in the media quite a bit.
In terms of dollars and cents, Jackson mania may mean about $60 million. That's what the city of Jacksonville has estimated the economic impact will be for the city and the surrounding area because of the Jacksons' three concerts. That figure has city officials at least beaming. But City Councilman Warren Jones says the council has received a lot of criticism from people who don't like the idea that Jacksonville signed a contract with the Stadium Management Corporation. The contract requires the city to pay out more than $400,000 in expenses to get the Jacksons to perform.
There was controversy about the city spending that taxpayers' money to bring the Jacksons here, and we were giving away the city, and it was going to cost us $400,000, and we wouldn't get nothing in return. But that's not true. The Jacksons are paying $25,000 per night for the use of the Gator Bowl, or should I say the promoters are. And we charge the Jacksonville Bulls $12,000 per game. So we are doubling our fee for the use of the Gator Bowl. Also, they're going to donate half of the parking fees to several charities here in Jacksonville. Spina Bifida, cerebral palsy, prevention of blindness, sickle cell anemia. And that's going to have an impact. And they're also going to set up a scholarship, $5,000 per year, to two students to go to the music school of their choice. So that's going to help. And they're donating and providing. They're not coming in just to take. They are going to give something to the community. And the economic impact is going to be tremendous, not only for Jacksonville, but this entire surrounding area.
Jones says the $445,000 Jacksonville will spend on the Jackson Brothers concerts will go to expenses outlined in the contract. That contract spells out everything from soap to electrical support and stagehands. But Jones says the city should make up for the expenses on monies generated on concessions, parking, and the like. Nevertheless, letters and calls are coming in daily to Jacksonville's local media, criticizing the money the city's spending on the concert.
I guess no matter what you do, there's always a controversy to that. Whether that's good or bad, it's hard to say.
Fred Corso manages the Sheraton at St. John's Place in Jacksonville and has supported the city's move to bring in Michael Jackson and his brothers because he says the event will be financially good for the city in the long run.
Not only for me, it's economically it should be good for me, but also every business person in the community. There's the gas stations, there's the drug stores that will benefit. The retail shops, such as whether it be jewelry or clothing or whatever it may be. So not only that we will benefit, but every other business in the community should benefit. In addition to that, the recognition that you get nationally is also beneficial. Michael Jackson is a good young man. You know, he stands for everything that's good. Why people are saying the opposite is beyond me. So I just think it's the right decision that was made by the mayor.
What's it been like for you? Have you already been swamped with calls from people wanting to make reservations? Or how will you handle it?
Well, we're holding the entourage here, and we're housing them. And it's right now we're at a holding pattern. We're getting a lot of calls, yes, but until we can nail down those that part of it, we're just taking names at this point in time.
Their entourage is pretty big, too, from what I understand, isn't it?
It's basically the ones who set up the staging. There's the promoters and those kinds of things. Whether Michael Jackson will stay here, we don't know that yet.
Do you have to bid on this? Do you have to compete with other hotels to get the Entourage, or did they come to you?
They came to us.
Actually, Corso is donating several rooms at the Sheraton to house the Jackson Entourage. Other strong supporters of the Jackson event are Fred Levy and Pat Wacholz, co-owners of the Diamond Head Restaurant in Jacksonville. Levy says they'll be providing free food for the members of the Jackson Troupe all 3 days of the concerts, and he says he feels it's his civic duty.
We are very civic-minded and have a great deal of pride in our city. We have a great deal of pride in our administration, from Mayor Godbold to the city council, which the past president, Clarence Suggs, and the present president now, Bill Carter, and Henry Cook from previous, the last 3 or 4 years or so. The city council and the mayor have worked so well hand-in-hand with each other and with the private sector. The attitude and relationship is in the city of Jackson now is, let's make this whole darn city grow, not just little fragmented sections of it. And I think it's been indicative of the fact the way we are starting to take off now. And we do a lot of things for the city that we feel is good for us. We're certainly not philanthropists, but we know more business coming for the city is going to be better for us in our own business, in the food service business. And being a member of the Tourism Development Council, which I am a member of, and on the Finance Committee, the mayor invited me to the press conference when the announcement was there for Michael Jackson, because naturally some of the funds for Michael Jackson came out of the Tourism Development Council. And as we were sitting there, the mayor was alluding to the fact that the only way that this could really work was for private sector to get involved with the city on it to help defray some of the expenses, and Fred Corso at the Sheraton had donated a goodly number of rooms. And he was talking about people having to be fed, and naturally Fred Levy, without consent of his partner, stuck his right foot in the left side of his mouth and told the Honorable Jake Godbold, "Mr. Mayor, you can count on us. We'll take care of the food for you gratis." And then I hoped and prayed that I wasn't going to get my butt kicked when I came back and told my partner about it, but she agreed with us 100% on it. So the food that we will be doing in the Skybox is for the Michael Jackson Entourage and his family, whoever we feed up there, will be done on a gratis on us.
Levy says he expects the free food to cost him about $6,000 to $7,000, which has brought him much criticism.
We have people coming to us and saying to us, "Well, how come you're donating that food? Why are you doing something like that?" You know, and that's not the point. We're donating the food and doing it because we think it's good for our city. The publicity part of it never entered in my mind. All you have to do, Donna, is sit and spend 5 minutes listening to Mayor Godbold promote the city of Jacksonville. And if you have to be deaf not to be able to want to jump on that bandwagon and say, "Hey, what can I do to help?" And that's what it's all about, and that's just the way we feel about it.
And what will he prepare for superstar Michael Jackson and his family and friends?
That is interesting. You know, I think I can say this because I think it was very funny. It's not funny, but the mayor had gotten several phone calls and nasty letters from people with racial overtones. As the mayor said, he thought that all that was dead and over and done, and the clean-cutness of Michael Jackson and his family certainly is a man who's been in the White House, as Michael Jackson has. You don't invite somebody who's a druggie to the White House. I mean, this is a clean-cut American kid. But there, naturally, Michael Jackson is black, and so is his family, and there are certain racial overtones. And the thing I said that was so funny to me, because some people were, with little racial overtones, were kind of alluding to the fact as well, "I guess you're going to be serving fried chicken and black-eyed peas and greens and cornbread and et cetera, et cetera." And I started laughing. I said, "No, I doubt it very much. Michael Jackson is probably going to want abalone from California and something else from the Orient and whatever. I don't think we're going to be doing the fried chicken and greens and collard greens." But whatever they decide that they want, we have got the capabilities to give that to them.
Actually, Levy says probably on his list of cuisine to prepare for the big event will be boiled shrimp, stuffed mushroom caps, fresh fruits and veggies, and deviled eggs, just to get started. Co-owner of the Diamond Head restaurant, Pat Wachholt, says all the food will be hand-delivered to the skyboxes in the Gator Bowl.
But everybody's volunteering to do this particular concert, huh?
That's right. I just keep telling them, get in line.